Dorim Shir. Continued. Tes Adarav Hetav Shalom Ches, February 16, 1978, and Thursday continued.
So in other words, what does the Madir expect the Muda to do? Is it service to go to Motim Pleni? He wouldn't mention Motim Pleni if it didn't involve any benefit to him. So it is a benefit to him. So the Menilei, so suppose he would go the Motim Pleni. He would go the Motim Pleni. So even though at first he expected him to do it free of charge, and he did it free of charge, but then Reuven would decide to pay, let's say, for that service of going to the plane and playing the way he would put himself. So, and he would pay for it. So he would be considered Kimaka. So the Menilei, so if he says that he is about to, it is just as if I received that service from him. Suppose you did render that service, and I would pay you for it. So it wouldn't negate the Kilomatai, the fulfillment of the objective of the life. So now that you did it, now that you didn't go altogether, so Arim is Kabalti. So we can apply this for the longness of Akudamatal, the moment of Arim is Kabalti, not only in respect to elect that it consists of giving something. Whether it consists of giving money or giving the food article like kosher chitin or rendering the service. So as long as the objective of the tnai was still manasseh, it's something positive. So the main right along this of the kuchmat ha-tolodoli, and as then, just as the cabinet was said, that it's not, that Kabalti is not expressive of the aloche, the master can be part of the tribe, can forgo on the tribe, but it's considered a kima. But the Kabbalah was shown that if it's on the basis of kima tnai, not the tnai, it is only limited to a case, to a tnai that consists in giving money or a food article, because the Gemara says, la boka di vini chavim. But even though it's on the basis of kiyumat nai, not on the basis of mechilas atnai, legal atnai, but of kiyumat nai. So it's still, we still can apply the lomdes of apoka matar talomali of la'avoka digei chavi, even in regard to an act that does not involve giving. Because if it doesn't involve giving something tangible, but it involves giving something intangible, a service that could be translated in dollars and cents. We see the cheese in Kodeshia, to be said. So, but, the Rashba says, what the whole of the Tanai consists of a bitl maise, gigin shi'omar mihosai asurum omecho, in period we love in Tanai, Rushayah in the Mohor. Now let's take an example. The same Gemara in the Gemara. If the Isha says to the Baal, who wants to be Mikadisha, so he says, he came to him for nice, he for and he's Mikadisha, so he's Mikadisha, because I know he's... But suppose the Baal, who wants to be Mikadisha, intends to play it a certain way, and the Isha doesn't want him to play it that way, because she's angry at that person. And then, so she asks him to refrain from playing it that way, because she's angry at that person at whose wedding the Baal expected to play. And then, so of course, she has nachas ruach. He's fulfilling her wish. And then he'll say, Hareya putudeshes, we get annoyed because I fulfilled your wish. You didn't want me to play, and I refrain from playing. You didn't want me to visit that person. You are angry with that person. I refrain from visiting that. And be Mikudesh. Won't be Mikudesh. Why? Because she's Mikudesh is the Kesef. But annoying is Kesef. So what kind of annoying is Kesef? Don't mean any annoying. Any annoying is Kesef. Any annoying that is of a service. Like spent it for night, paid for night. It's a service. So it is Mechayim to do Kesef. He can send her a bill for their table for night, for the table for night. And he can collect it in basin. So, in any way, a Hanoi, that is out of being the highest essay is a dictator without doubting her, sounds like you guess it. Because if he wasn't in Katishar with that Hanoi, then she would have to pay him for the service. But there is no our hands that if, let's say, someone intends a certain musician, intends to play it a certain way, intends to play it a certain way, and he intends to play it wedding free of charge. Because if he intends to play it a certain way, and to get paid, let's say, a certain fee, $50, and then another person tells you, asks him not to do it, so then in Hanami he can ask him to reimburse him for the money lost. But suppose a certain person intends to play at a certain wedding free of charge, and another person who is angry at that person, so asks the musician not to play. Okay, send me a bill, $100, because I complied with your request. You asked me not to render a service to that person at his wedding, and I complied. You send me $100. No person will collect that $100 for him. Because if there is a positive act that is a service to a certain person, then I'll begin to hire money. That's a payout. But if it's a negative act, even though it did a lot of joy to the person, so it's not the higher money. So we cannot say how many goes karaoke, how to come out. So the Rajbo agrees with the longest of the Kaneo. But the Kaneo, in other words, that the aloha of Rishka Balti is not the aloha of Bigla Tnai, that the Masne is at liberty to waive that Tnai, to forgo on that Tnai, negate that Tnai. No. It is considered Kiyumat Tnai. But the Kaneo assumes that in as much as it's aloha of Kiyumat Tnai, so it's only Shaya. If the positive act consists in giving something, so then we can say I forgot that one thing. But if the positive act consists in doing a certain act, not giving something, that's like in my terech who not complaining. In my terech who not complaining. So the act that was expected is to go with not complaining. So then we cannot say I forgot about this. No. So the Rashi holds, even in regard to a positive act that does not consist of giving something tangible, but it still consists of giving something intangible, as long as it is a positive act. As long as the objective of the Pnai is a positive act, not a negative act. Not a negative act. Negative in the sense, I don't mean negative, something that is wrong. I mean negative in the sense of refraining from an act. Refraining from an act. So then it's not shy to say, Hafuka Matatu. So then he says, Avo Bitomaise, so he says, Avo Bitomaise, Kim Shoma Mehosaya, Zumoraho, Kim Tele, who not complaining. So what is expected? What is the objective of that night? Refrain to, that the Mudea should refrain from a certain act. Even though that was the Rotzen, the wish of the Madi. It's not shy to say Yaku Kamarach. She Epsha, Vikeman the Pope, Shafilu Binian Ze Yoche Lemake, Sheri Sait Nayat Me, Loyombe Mitrilo El Hashlim Ritzin, Shoyorate Shalo Yelech, the Achso, Kibishi Nechish Shim Yelech, Imlo Yelech, Kwanishlam Ritzin. So, in other words, so even the other sheet that is really under Rajbo. So it's not that Arimit is Kabalti is a halochi of Bikla Tnai, of Mechilas Tnai, that the Masne is at liberty to waive the Tnai, to waive the Tnai, to forgo on the Tnai. No. It's considered Kiyum Tnai, because when he said, Nechotzai Asur Molecho, Im Telecho Mo Kempleini. So what was the wish? So the wish of the Madir at that moment, under the circumstances that existed at that moment, was the wish was that the Muda should not go to that person. But since the time he made up with that person and he's very friendly, so the mimu ritzenei of the madi would, it does not consist in not going to the mokim, to the plane. So memele, there is a kiyum atnai. Because the kiyum atnai did not consist that care in not going. The kima, the fulfillment of the objective of the tnai consisted in accommodating the masne in his caprice. So at that moment, his caprice was that the mudea should not go to Mokaplani. Now, his caprice is different. So in other words, it means that there is a kiyumatna. Alright. Omri machshish et reder apriz del rabashe. Tosh, nidrion sin, yidir chavei reshiyich letzlei, vicholo hu vicholo bnei, oishi ikvino. In other words, so that's one of the categories of nidor, that are mutter, without a Torah Zohar. So in other words, if, let's say, Reuven was persistent that Shimon should dine with him, should eat with him. And Shimon was reluctant. So Reuven said, if you don't dine with me tomorrow afternoon, so then you cannot have a loyfer. And Shimon was ready to dine with Reuven. But something happened. Shimon's son became sick. And he couldn't dine with him. Himself became sick. And he really tried to go to Reuven's house to dine with Reuven. So then, he's not also abandoned. That's Nitoyons. That's Nitoyons. So only because, so the only reason is, so even though Shimon did not dine with him, so according to the terms of the Nedea, he should not be allowed to have anoi. From Reuven, he's still allowed to have anoi. Why? Because the reason as to why he did not dine with him is because he was an onus. He was an onus. But suppose he had not been an onus, and he didn't show up, and Shimon didn't show up, so then he would be osir to have anoi from Reuven. But according to Rabbi Zeba Yaakov, who mentioned the aloha of Nidre Zeruzin, even if Shimon hadn't been an onus and he didn't show up to dine with Reuven, he still should be muter to have anoia from Reuven, because the whole neder was made by Reuven in order to induce, to pressure Shimon to dine with him. So without Amos preventing him from dining, so he should be muter by anoia. So only because of Anus, but without Anus, so he would be also Banoi. So you see that Rabbonon hold that Nidre Zeruzin, they reject the Aloha of Nidre Zeruzin. So Yomar says, Leilom Rabbe Zabayat, Umi Sabres de Atre, Mizamne, Lizamine, that it's not as you assumed. As you assumed. In other words, Ravashe says to Machshishe, it's not as you Machshishe assumed that the inviter initiated the matter, let's say Reuven said to Shimon, he initiated, and he said, I want you to dine with me. And Shimon was reluctant. So the Madi Reuven persisted. And then he said, if you don't dine with me tomorrow afternoon, so then so I asked you to have a lawyer for my host. No. It's the lawyer, the Zamine Adreli Mezam. In other words, that the invitee initiated the matter. He said, the Omale, Mezam Adreli Sedecho. So Shimon said to Reuven, will you invite me for dinner? Omalei, So the initiative was taken by Shimon the invitee, not by Reuven. So maybe we cannot apply the halacha of Nida Zehuzi, because he wasn't even interested in having Shimon for the dinner. It was Shimon who suggested it. So, Omalei, Neda Zeholecho, Binoda, Vicholohu, Shicholom Neim, Shikino, Haril Rodz. Right. Mi Zavrez da Adrim Zamin Zamine, Zamin Adrim Zamin. Klima Luik is Altai Dosham Zamin Hidom Zumen, Diocha Filoi de Shoten, Jesus Nab. El Zamin Adrim Zamin, Klima Vakoshe Zam Zumen, Noda Rami Zamin. Dama Luik is Amin Kli, Zamin Luis Zecho, Omalei, Klima Kinas Bilcho, Neda Zeholecho, Klima Oso, Nicho Zecho, Onoch Nichsaya Latzmecho, Im Loi Tazike, We know that Ramizami, the Holo, Hilka Taime, the Holo, Holavoche, Nidrabe, the Lekle Mimal is Ruzi Rabe, Shalo Yotzori Lizari, they say, the Adarabe, who pickish me menu, she has been there. Tosh, yes, okay, Omer Abdel Yako, Hoina Rabe, the Kane, Shalin and the Lochim at Missari Hetzli, we take Holy Paschamo, we teach the Vikis Hami, Valoi picking egg day. אפילו נקריז רוזים ולהיב לחכומים מה לא היב לחכומים? לב דאפילו בכמה איסי כמה איסי so הוא שמע מנו כמו כרבון עלי שמע now there are two persons one person is the way it appears here מה לא היב לחכומים לב דאפילו בכמה איסי הוא שמע מנו כמו כרבון עלי שמע מנו Then there is another girl say, there's another girl say, Loi Basrai say, Loi Basrai say, Avon Kamai say, Loi. Now let's see the Ram. Yes, okay. No, 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 yes, okay. Mishim Lohche, Avon Gal, Dishayich, we name Alav Kalbano. Why do they say yes, okay? I mean, it's a bigger Hiddish. Why is this a bigger Hiddish than the previous cases? So, Bishnok Havagav Dishayich Lemei Malav Kalbano Shari Yisir Hanu Asa Mizu Men Al Atzmei Imo Yirtzel Ikavu Men Ano Yizu Umishmo Chirik Lemei Ma Dibidav Kenoda Now here we can apply this word of Lav Kalbano. He doesn't want to be a parasite. Because he said, Kenim Shani Nenel Ocho I don't want to have any anoy from you if you don't have any anoy from me. If you refuse to be my guest and eat with me paschamo, so I don't want to have any anoy from you. In other words, I don't want to be a parasite. So here is the svara of Lav Kalbano, Ishaik. The svara of Lav Kalbano. And so Memele, if the svara of Lav Kalbano, Ishaik, so Memele doesn't come within. So it doesn't come within the category of Nidrei Zehuzin, and still, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says that this is Nidrei Zehuzin. This is Nidrei Zehuzin. So in other words, so this Braise rejects the svore of Lav Kalbano. That's why the Braise uses the Roshin Yesaralki. Yesaralki, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, Haidom, Yesaralko, Chum Shinoche, Avgam Shayimunim Lav Kalbano, Shari Yisaranu Yisam Zunga Atzme, Imu Yotzel Kavon Merano Yezu, Mushmoche, Yikunim Adav Kinoda, and it's not Nidrei Zehuzin. We could say that. After the whole Chayom Rav Lezer, the Yadim is a Zeruzinei. Uf Pipiru say, Chazin and Hashte, the Maid Achin Olil, the Afilu Rav Lezer, the Yaakov made it, Kol Heir Chet Mitter Nima Lav Kalbano, Tchuy Baalmi, the Lav Kushti the Mils. But then, there is another Pshat, Ulidach Perushe, the Kasvin Olil, the time with Lav Kalbano, we should be Falkin Olil, Matone Merubel, Matone Meretes. So the only reason as to why we apply the Lomdes, of Lav Kalbano, in the case of Kenim Sheni Neneloch, im Atonete Libincho, im I Atonete Libincho, Koshachin Shechomesh of Yayin, because since Reuven is persisting, that Shimon should take such a terrific gift, such a big gift, Koshachin Shechomesh of Yayin, for his son that Shimon should take such a big gift, for his son Shimon, so that indicates that sometimes in the past, Shimon received a very substantial favor from Reuven. So Reuven feels indebted, grateful to Shimon. So that's why we can apply the svore of Rav Kalbano Lafkalba, I don't want to be a parasite. Masheinke, if let's say, if Ruben will say to Shimon, Kenim Sheminenoch, in Atosheise, Kes Mayim, Bibesi. That is a trivial thing. So then we couldn't apply the longness of Lafkalba, because that wouldn't make him a parasite. So Mimele, and here, so he says, Kenim Sheminenoch, in Yato Misarech, Etzli, Vitechonimi, Paschamo. So it's not that he felt indebted. So it can come within the category of So why does it say yes? Mishum the salke daiter kiven the miyachet viyoma pascham viken shelchamim davken oda viloy mizruze baome. So there is a big achidesh here, because we could say, when is it nitrizeruzin? He doesn't specify the kind of thing he wants him to eat or to drink. So then we say he's not very serious about it. It's only by way of pressure, by way of inducing the invitee. Mashiach came, we could say that if he specifies the kind of thing that he wants the invitee to eat, to drink, so there, that's a raya. We could argue that way, that's a raya that is very serious. It's not just to be mizaris. It's not just to be mizaris. Sounds like how many kim yachid bono patzcham and kishachami. Dav kena lo yizruze ba'on. Komash v'on. Dav eyu nidre yizruze. Ufi piri ze, akate so ekori tdet pshar. Akate kamir ma yamuna mikore. So the Gemara is not chizer from the rondes of Rav Kalbano. The whole eichet mikilamim of Rav Kalbano. Dain maton merube, afim rabbezam Yaakov reide. Vidachinon, loin bibasreis. Kelema, bibasreise hu de pri rabbono. Avon bikamayse le. Now, so this is that girse, not our girse. Then the Ram mentions, vike nuscha di garse ushmam ne pri rabbono le ishmam. But the first girse that the Ram mentions is, dachino loi bibasreise. Kelema bibasreise hu de pri rabbono. Avon bikamayse le. Avon bikamayse le. Now, so this girse, loy bibasreise, can be explained according to both pshatim in the Ram. Now the Ram here mentioned two pshatim. One pshat is that here the price, when the price of Yeser al-Kain rejects the longness of Lafkalbano, alibet Rebbezem Yaakov. The other pshat in the Ram is that the price of Yeser al-Kain does not reject the longness of Lafkalbano, even Alibe the Rebbezem Yaakov. So now let's understand the teretz of Gemara. Loi bibasreise, according to the first lashon in the Ram, that the Yeser al-Kain rejects the lomdes of Lafkalbano, Alibe the Rebbezem Yaakov. So the teretz of Gemara is Dachinom. Loi bibasreise. True. As far as Rebbezem Yaakov is concerned, you are right. So Rav Ashi says to, the Tarzan says to the Maksh, so you are right in regard to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov himself, you are right that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov rejects the lomdes of Lafkalbano, but you want to go one step further and say that so his reference even to Kamaise. No. So the Hegel Chachomim has reference only to this one. Because the Rebbe Zabi Yaakov says that there is no svore of Lafkalban. Mashein came, so that is So the Chachamim say, Lo yehid lechachamim. Lo yehid lechachamim. There is a svare. There is a svare of lachkal bano. But there is a svare of lachkal bano. Mashayim kei, b'kamai se, where it's not shayach, where there is a svare of lafkalbano. So then, it's not a, so the Chachomim, I agree with Rabbi Zabai Yaakov, that we say Nidrizoz. Now, here, the Rosh says that. My lava become I say, loy by size, I will mahach lekele mifshadik lige, di shanohe, kim shom asham neneloch, v'hai pligi rabonot, mishim doma li laf kalban. So that's the reason as why the Chachomim, achim ikan Rabbi Zabai Yaakov, because here the Chachomim say, there is a svar of laf kalban. But Rabbi Zabai Yaakov reject the svar of laf kalban. But Rabbonon don't reject the svar of laf kalban. But where it's not shayach to say laf kalbano, where it's not shayach to say laf kalbano, let's say in the Mishnah, where it's not shayach to say laf kalbano, so there, even the Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Zabai Yaakov that it's still a zeruzi. Now, this is according to the first Lashon Hara. Now, then, according to the second Lashon Hara, so the Gemara says very simply, my love, afilu become Aise, and the Chachomim Achilik and the whole din of Nidrei Zeruzin. So the Gemara says, Loi, bibasraise, who did Pligi Rabbono? Abu become Aise, Loi. Now, we can use the Garse, who Shmam, the Pligi Rabbono, and lay Shmam. Toshi. The Omar Avuna, Aloch, he calls it Yaakov, the Hinomar Abad Barab, Aloch, he calls it Yaakov. Tosh mit Ravuna Loch was Yaakov. Kleim ad hab li dilu. Di Ravuna afilu bika mais ko vay lkhas ka vay Yaakov. Di loy mal muche mit Ravuna. Di plige Ravuna. Di me bas aizu di posi. Hil khas ka vos. Kach pi us rabens. Vi ni da bei nay shin tsirakh litakh. Elo mi kove ki boy i pli Ravuna le ilav. Li me kama kushel mil zu di dine. Di pli da le efshel kaimen ka vos. Di yoch mit Ravuna loch ikam. Uch maskinu bi bayer. In dem soll immer pflegen, dass ich abwasse, ich lese, dass ich abwasse. Aber hast du, die Mikve Rabune, ich lese, dass ich mein Liebling Rabune allein, a viel in dem soll immer der Preise koi, aber was ist mit dem Rabunon, wo ich nachkommen in der Mitte, oit mir alle in der Chiv, in der Oma Rabune. Stomme alle auch ecker, aber lese, mach mal was nissen koi, scha mich noch ist ein Schwur, wie für Hake, wo ich abreiz. So die Gemara says, Toshmad, Oma Rabune, Halochik, Oma Rabune, Halochik, Oma Rabune, Oma Rabune, Oma Rabune, Halochik, Oma Rabune, Ulinien, Halochik, kibn di ifte ke hilche sich aber aber jakob mit feise per schwischen schperas und mailo der hay is am ken bolima der afon gab di kel mema war kalbano omer aber aber jakob nit der is hus nave naktine noch so va drin und mailo will will be sugen mit der aber soll ich di kel mema war kalbano in der gomra that was according to the first wash in the ram that Rabbi Zabai Yaakov rejects this war of Lafkalbano. Lafkalbano. And since the Aloha is like Rabbi Zabai Yaakov, so that means that it's considered, it comes within the category of Nidrei Zeruzin, even though the svore of Lafkalbano could be shy. But we don't say such a svore of Lafkalbano. Vadrino maidamuno lil bisugin, the made Rabbi Zabai the whole echadikalim of Lafkalbano, the Dogamarabi, the Maskonelese, Uchidrasino. So too, the Rabbonon do agree with the svore of Lafkalbano. But since we pass for Elizabeth Yaakov, so that means that Lahilchese, there is no svore of Lafkalbano. Miu avogad adrino mi taimed Lafkalbano, taimed Lafmolkano, akatis. I mean, this is a remarkable saying by the Ram. In other words, that Lahilchese, so we don't recognize the svore of Lafkalbano. But the svore of Lav Malkano, we do recognize. In other words, a person, the average person, is more reluctant to be Melech and to practice Midas Chesed and to be a parasite and not to reciprocate for any Chesed.
This is a very critical evaluation of people, of human nature. So, so that means that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov himself doesn't reject the lomdes of Lav Kalbano. We must go to name keich and actin on time in Lav Malkano, or a name and actin on time in Lav Kalbano. The bitabaye, kol heiche, the snaye made Rav Lezer the neder have a veloize wuzen. So in other words, that the svore of Lav Malkano certainly remains a libidemis in the Maskone. As to whether the svore of Lav Kalbano remains in the Maskone, so atolu in the two lishenes in the Ram, according to the first losh in the Ram. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov rejects the svore of Lav Kalbano. So we don't recognize this concept of Lav Kalbano. But, and according to the second Lashon, so Rav Lezer ben Yaakov himself recognizes the concept of Lav Kalbano. But it goes without saying that the svore of Lav Malkano certainly remains in the Maskon. We will say Nira Shehizkim Rambanzal, Bilchesov, Lifoneinu, Bifirikim, Uchidvorov Niralim, Dilitemohe, Masnissen, the Perikane, the Iatobo, the Nathil, the Lord Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, the Basreis, the Yesalatinasi, Vioche, Heiche, Paskin, and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, a few of my Doma Basreis, have the stamp Masnissen, Machwege, the Price, Valoche, the stamp, and Lavale, the Damo. Alright, I think we understand. But I would like just to mention again, many times I mentioned that it is very disturbing the non-attendance at the second Seder and the non-attendance at the Minyan. It's very disturbing. Now, so many times I tried, you know, that you should be at the Seder, but again, and now I'm not going to relax in these regulations. If anyone does not come to the second Seder or does not come to the Minyan without explaining it, he cannot attend any of the shul.
Shir in the Dorim Yud Vez Adaral Veto Shalom Tchas, February 19, 1978, and
Sun. Omar Kenaim, so one of the categories of Shmuel of the Dorim that is Muter is Nidra Avoy. Avoy means Guzni. Nidra Avoy, Omar Kenaim in the Roisi Bidera Chaze Kenaim in Mitzray. In the Roisi Nochosh Kikeres Besabat. Roisi Nochosh Kikeres Besabat. Now, according to the Ran, so it's two separate inyonim. Im l'ruis l'derach hazeh kir l'mitzrayim, that's one case. And im l'ruis l'noch ha-shikir l'bisabad is another case. Because when someone says, he asks the parents, if he didn't see on this street passing through Keilu Mitzrayim, in other words, 600,000 people. So then it's a guzme, because even the Torah is midaberes b'loshin guzme. The orim deli subtzuri satlashamayim. Dibur chachomim b'loshin avoy. So what he meant was that if he didn't see a multitude of people, so the Peirah should be osaram. And that is true. So the reason as to why in the case of yes, chuperes olai, im lo yoisi b'derech hazeh keilu Mitzrayim, is because he only asked that if he didn't see a multitude of people. But he did see. True, he used an expression keilu Mitzrayim, 600,000. But he didn't mean that mamish. He meant a multitude of people. And a few hundred people, he also calls keilu Mitzrayim. And that he saw. But in the Haname, suppose he didn't even see a multitude of people, suppose just a handful of people passed by, so then he's also on the payers. So the first case is based upon Guzm. So the reason as to why he's not also on the payers is because he did see a multitude of people. Then, in Loisi Nochosh Nikeras Bisabad. Now, what does Nochosh Nikeras Bisabad mean? Bitov. So there are several pshatim, what Torov means. Several pshatim. One pshat is the Torov means spotted. Another pshat is the Torov means osu pkoim pkoim. In other words, many foldings, roofs. And then a third pshat is that Torov means merubo, in the form of a square, not oval. Alright. So whatever the pshat is, the Ran shita is that by there it's not a derech of people to use a gus because the tzavo, the neck of the nochosh, is tov, whatever tov means. So, but the rest of the goof of the nochosh is not tov. So the mele the ranchiti is, it's not shayach to say guzme. Guzme is only shayach if it's a question of degree. Let's say he saw 500 people and he said he saw 600,000 people. So that's a shayach to say guzme. But when the neck of the nochosh is only tov, and the other parts of the goof are not tov, so it's not shayach to say guzme when one says that the whole goof is tov. The Rishonim were achilik on the Ran, but this is the Ran shita. So mimele, according to the Ran, the reason as to why in the first case he's muter is because it's guzme. So it's true that he did see b'derech hazeh a multitude of people. In the second case, so there it's not shayach to say guzme. Still he's muter on the peiros because he didn't mean to aser the peiros. He only meant to verify his own statement. In other words, he said that he saw a nochosh tov, kikeres misabah. And that's impossible. This answer. So, in order to make people believe that he saw, so he said, if I didn't see a nochosh tov, kikeres misabah, then the prayer should be also. So that was a strategy, a verbal strategy employed by him in order to convince the people that his statement is true. So his kavone was not to ask the payers. His kavone was to verify the statement. His kavone was to verify the statement. Alright. This is the Ramshi. Alright. Now let's see the Ram. Didri avoy, omar kelim im loyisi b'derech hazeh kelim mitzray, im loyisi nochosh kirel b'sabat. Nearly the Tane three governor had the Shire because Medani kill Mitzrayim, though we didn't just cause the inch at Tube, cause in Roma kill Mitzrayim, the Hadmoy Shire because me, Tane Nochish Kirad Misaba, the Hidden Fashim with More, the Roy Nochish Godu Koma, El Toruf, Lushai Homima de Raguzme, Toruf Kirad Misaba, Shain Shim Nochish Toruf Qua, Vashmin and Tane, the Hitori is a period we had Mahan and Midray, but the whole Had. וחד תאים הלכו, תכי קומה, כי אם אולי פרס מוגש בדרד יקום ישראל, בדינו דלוי ליצרה לה. דיקוש תקום, כי משרו אמרו, דיו בדיניש, דיגוזים בחי גב. So, that's why the Peres Amuta. But in the Hname, suppose he didn't see even a multitude of people, just a few people passing by, then he is also the Peres. וכי אומר, now the second case, וכי אומר נוריס לא חושב כאילו מסבד, נעמה פרס מתום, מתי מאחינה, דאב אגב דבד הישיקחי קומה, דאב כאילו בדר רגוז מלישי יכולים מרוחה, אף לא אוכל פרס מתורי, משום דמדינו להידייתה, שלא יהיו לעשר זה הפרס נסחבן, שאם כן לא היו לו אליס לה, איס איסורי בתנאי, אלא היו לו אוסר מולו במוחלה, שהרי אף כשהיסנו בחיי יצא בזה, אין לתנוי עניין שהדוב הבור, שלא יראו נוחש כזה, שאין בניסר סתם, למסנה בחיי יצא בזה כלום, אלא ודאי אמרינון, שלא יהיו לעשר פיריזם. So there is a presumption that the kavone of the person was not to answer it. Elayma divrei havoi ze kelayma shero nochash kiel misabah umshimoche niche hay bitnan bishvues stein basre, because divrei havoi has two meanings. So why is it called divrei havoi? In the first case, the expression havoi is used in the sense of gust. In the other, so it's used in the sense that it's absurd. The answer is the original meaning of avoy means an absurdity. But the expression of avoy is used in respect to a guzme. Why? Because every guzme on the surface appears to be expressive of an absurdity. But he doesn't mean it the way it appears on the surface to me. But it's two separate cases. Alim ativa azoi ze klima shero noch hashkiyot b'saba. Umshimokhen nicha hay bitnam b'shvu eshtayim basa. Ka b'shvu ashok. Im lo yoisi gom la prey abade. Im lo yoisi noch hashkiyot b'saba. Velo yitone oisom kiyot b'mitzrayim. Now the Mishnah in Shvuas mentions among the Shvuas shok, the Mishnah mentions אם לא רואיס ניש בעל דובה שיהיה אפשרי, אם לא רואיס יגומות שפריע באוויר, ואם לא רואיס נוח שקירה בסבב. But the Mishnah doesn't mention here, Kaili Mitzray. The answer is, because over there, the Mishnah mentions an example of Shob. The Mishnah mentions an example of Shob. So, as an example of Shob, so only רואיס נוח שקירה בסבב. But Keile Mitzrayim is not an example of Shov, because there it's Guzme, so it's not Shov. Mishmoch nicha itam mishmo shnim basaka mishmo shov no is kompre avrei abavya viz noch ikre sabat vritono asim kum shayim shol gavni loke mishmo shov vah guzme kush tekoma vach anam lecho shtane le misne kom apore abavya ditrei gavni boi le misne lai nimit nishay be guzme nishay be guzme tamnir. Why doesn't he mention the example of kom apore abavya? The answer is there is an unlimited number of examples, but the types of dini, so of cases. So one is a case of guzme, and the other one not of guzme. Now, nochosh kiyah b'sabat in kol pareya b'tzayin ha. All right. Now the Gemara. Tony, nidrei avoyin mutori or kishay. שנדרי, טרנס גרסי יש, כשם שנדרי אבוי מטורי, כן שווס אבוי מטורי. And then there is a גרסי, נדרי אבוי מטורי, שווס אבוי עשו. So the Gemara asks the question, היכה דומה, שווס אבוי, אילה אם דומה, שווים לא רואים סי בדרך הזה. What does it mean, שווס אבוי? That he said, שווים לא רואים סי בדרך הזה. Keil Mitzray, midi koma. So it doesn't say anything, it doesn't even make sense. Omar Abaye Domar, Shvuo Shero Yisi. Omar Lei, Roveim Keil Lomel Limeima. Vei, Dumye Deneda Kotone. Elomar Rove, Beima Yesro Pires Eilom Olai, Kish Bishvuo, Im Loisi Bidara Chaze Keil Mitzray. Kach Shvuo Es Avoim Mitoris. Keleima Asha Pires Mitoris. Now, the question is, the Ran, according to his own shit, that in the second case of Lois Nochashikiras Bisabad, he didn't even mean to ask. But what did he mean to verify his statement? So, Mele, the Chor, so how can we say, Kishem Shinibra Avoy Mutorim, Kach Shuiz Avoy Asu Amutori, Shuiz Avoy Mutoris, but since the Kavone was, there is no guzme in the case of Nochosh Kiryas Zabat. So the Kavone was to verify his statement, and that's an impossibility. So, is Doma Shiyevshia, so Shishua Shashok, how can it be Mutoris? The answer is, when it says Kach Shua Sabori Mutoris, it does.
כבל מה שהפעיל יש לטעון משום ההוא טיים לפרישת מסליס מי הוא במידת וישי הבקוסמא כי אם גומר הפרי הבאוויה ולא חשקירס לבד כי תור לפי ספר סלעיה לא כמישהו שהוא השוב דיור לא לעשה פעיל נסחם והטיים בחסר כסיבני אלא ודאי יוצא שבוע לשוב למה שרוא הדבר הזה ואין מסליס לשבועס so that's so in other words so there is no stira between the price here that says according to Ransky or say kishem shenibre avoy mitorim kach shvuyes avoy mitoris that shvuyes avoy is also mitoris and over there the Mishnah says that he is chayav mishum shov the answer is when the Mishnah says over there that he is chayav it means he is chayav mishum shov for the ma'ase shvuyeh because he meant to verify his statement when the price says here kach shvuyes avoy mutoris and it has reference to both to the first case of Imloyis B'dar HaZekel Mitzrayim, it is reference to the second case of Imloyis B'dar HaZekel Sabbat, it means that the Peire is Amuta. The Peire is Amuta. But in the Chaname, the Maise Shvuyis involves the Nisar of Shvuyis Shok. The Yilu Lais HaPeire is Amuta, the Time of Chazim, the Vani Yotze Shvuyis Shok, the Meshachol Adav Azeh, Vani Masnis Nishvuyis Tanos, the Mechai Gavne, Leikim Shvuyis Shok, Mashayikim Mindori, the Bilit Rei Shok, Lekem Aotis. Literally shop like a Maltese. So there is no Isser of Shua Shop. Whether there is an Isser Rabbonon is a Machleger Shein. We discussed that one time. The Ramchik is that there is not even an Isser Rabbonon in Neda Shop. Alright. So the Machino. Hey, Chedome Shua Savoy. In the Medomar in the Ruiz in the Razekil Mitzray. Midem Koma. So it's an incomplete statement. He doesn't say anything. Hariot Shua Lashekia. Kelema, she'ein liloshin ze shum mashmois. U l'sheke alav davke, elo kelema, lilein dovo, ki dichziv, kro, ach l'sheke ashomar. So he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. So he goes, Amar Abaye edom ha'ashvu ha'shero yisi. V'nira be'inai, disvir la'abaye l'ukum kimte, d'chik otore kashvu yis, avoy mutore yis, lava kule gavne l'mas nisim koi. Die wir mit der Ruhe bei Jud Gusle, leckerle Meima, als ich die Schwarz in der Teres. Die Schwarz schob ab, wie leckerle Meima, mit Kolmoke, Haperis mit Torres, der Habaye, und Leute, die Masken des Haperis leckern noch, er war Habaye hoch in Tonne. Geschehen, schon, muss ich in der Abwehr mit Torres. So, So, in other words, the Mishnah deals with two cases. A case of Guzme, the Mitzrayim, and the case of Nochashkira Visabad, where the Kavoni is to verify his statement. So, according to Abaye, when the price says, Kishim Shinida Avoy Mutore, it is limited only to the first case of Kehila Mitzrayim. So, loy bi master bi saperes mit lo a bay ordene. Ki shei chin da vay mitore ka shvu isha vay shel gus me mitore is. Di loy tay me ki ni shvu ya khmure. Loy kozim bi nech u bi dakh ki kom mishtave vi lo ke mi shim shvu a sho di lese. Elo bi di nech di kozim bi shvu es. Ke hi khad di kozim bi ni do. Ke hi khad di kozim bi do. So he says, according to Abaye, so this thing of Shvuyes Avoy Asuri, has reference to a Guzm. And the Chiddush is, that even by Shvuye, it's obitinish nigozim. So Mele, if he says, Shvuo shelo isi b'derech hazeh keilu Mitzrayim, so it is a Shvuo semes, because he did see a multitude of people. U'makshori rove, im keilom lemeim achleim avi amid nishayla b'guz b'luchut, koi pshite di shvuye stam mitori di chivin di gozim vi oma kush de koma. So in other words, so the ran shite is that there is no difference
in the derech of people between neder and tshuah. So if it is derech of people to migazim in neder, is the derech of people to migazim in tshuah as well. And there is no difference whatsoever that the Gemara asks. I mean, it's a pshite. There isn't any difference because there is a shittes or a shenim that there is a difference. A libnemes between neder and tshuah. Vei do mi neder koton. Kleima bechem sheni tov metori. Bahane trigavni masnisi kach shvuyes metoris. Bahane trigavni bifai. Vi shvuy shero yisi koma. Yevsha shetei muteres. Di nocha shkikeres misabat. U de chavose. Di chivu di midi lishaya beguzmehu. Vada shvuy shobabe. So it says kishayim. So in other words, according to Abai. So the kishayim has reference, kach shvuy, savoy mutorim has reference only to Kelim Mitzrayim. Shvur Sheroyisi Bider Chazek Yom Mitzrayim, but it does not have reference to Shemut Keres Misabat. But the lotion of the price implies that it has a reference to both cases. Elom Arom, Leilom de Omar, Bishvur Imloiroyisi, Imloiroyisi, Lav Omar Avam, Tleima Dechei Chedios, de Omar, Dechei Chedios, שאב בישוי אל בחמדינו לא יספר את זה. כי דם אומרים לי כמון, הוכנמה, דיומה יסרו פרס, אילו מולי בישוי אם לא יסיק לנו. אך כולי גם מסניס עם כוי, וריבוסה משום נוחו שכירת מסבת, ויסאו כדאי תוך המינה, נאי. So in other words, because רוב יש two cashes against the buyer, so kimte. One was, לא מלמי מה, פשיטה. So as far as this cash, so according to Rabbi Sukkinte, so the Ribuse is because of Nochash Kiyo and Sabah. The Sal Kedai Tachamine. Nei, the Bindorim Amrino. The Apeiris Mitori. Hosomu Mishim Shab Kishalo Yishav Ules Apeiris. Lui Loke Mishim Shob. Dine Rashob Li Ashkon. U Mishim Loche Bidinu Shenei Mashlo Yishav Ules Apeiris. Avo Bishvu Yedilo Yishav Ules Apeiris. Is loke mishim shua shob, sal dvai tachamine, vada lesa peris olof nishavein, mimele it should be osam the peris, because it's certainly impossible that he saw a nohash kiyo de sabat, kechen lewilke, kom ashmo na filu bishvui esam chin na itayne, because it must list di, lesa peris nishavein, lo oyo lo itoyle nisuro mitnai koze. This is the answer. Now let's see how the Rosh explained it. Tone nidre avoy mutori, tone nidre avoy mutori, avol shvuyes avoy asur. So in other words, he's geirates the way it's now text. Nidre avoy mutori and shvuyes avoy asur. Mishum, dich shvuye chmire tvei, hilkach, chmire leesem rabot. Now, those Rishayim who are Geirets, Nidre Avoyim Mutori, Shvuyes Avoy Asurim, so are divided. Some Rishayim who have the Geirets of Shvuyes Avoy Asurim agree with the Pshat of the Rosh, that when it means Shvuyes Avoy Asurim, it means only Midrabonot. But Midrash said there is no distinction. But there are some Rishayim who say that those who are Geirets, Shvuyes Avoy Asurim, it means Asurim Midrash. Now, the Mishnah says, im loiroisi nochosh kikeras beisabat. Loiroisi nochosh kikeras beisabat. Now the Ram, according to the Ram's pshat, so it's two separate cases. The first case of Eilu Mitzrayim is expressing for the case of Gusti. The second case of Nochash Kires Misabat is not expressive of the case of Gusne. But because his kavone was not to ask the Peres, his kavone was just to verify his statement. So Mimele, so those who are Geres, the same way as it appears now text, Nidre Avai Mutori, Shvuyes Avai Asuri, and they say that it means Asuri Midraise, that it means Asuri Midraise. So then there is no kashe from the stire of the Mishnah in Shvuyes. Because the Mishnah in Shvuyes says in so many words,
אם לא ירואיסי, ניש באתי נשבוע שוב, ניש ועדו מה שיאפשרי, אם לא ירואיסי גומות שפרי הבאוויה, ואם לא ירואיסי נוחוש כקרס ויסבת. So there is no steer. But the Rosh himself has the girsa. Nidri Havai Mitori, Shuvus Havai Asuri. But he explains that it's only Midra Bolon. But Midra Isenat. So that means that in both cases, Midra Isenat. Midra Isenat. Only Midra Bolon. Because Shuvus is Homo, so it's also Midra Bolon. So then there is a stire in respect to Nochash Kiras B'Sabbat. So here we say it's only Osam the Rabbonon, because of the Chumra of Shvue. Because of the Chumra of Shvue. And over there the Mishnah of Chavtes in Shvue says that it's Yeshua Shov, Yisrael Malkes. So the Rashbo, the Chidushi HaRashbo explains, he doesn't mention the Shita of the Rosh, but the Rashbo explains, he says that the Mishnah in Shvue, the Mishnah in Shmuel is reference to a case where he is minded. And the Gemara here, and then the Chidush HaRashbo has the girl say, Kach Shmuel is avoy mitore. So then there is certainly a stira. Here the Mishnah say, here the price says, Kach Shmuel is avoy mitore. That it's mutali gamre, there is not even Yisrael Rabbonon. And it has reference to the case of Nochash Kiras B'Sabbat as well. And there the Mishnah says that Nochash Kiras B'Sabbat to Yisrael Malkes if Shushov. So the Rat Chidush HaRashbo has the Kashe. So he gives the Teretz that the Mishnah in Shuez has reference to the case where his mind is involved. When he says, I didn't mean it with Teretz Kuzme. I didn't mean it with Teretz Kuzme. So then he's Chayev Shushov. And our price in Idorim has reference to the case where it's not Maimed is wrong. And the Shita of the Rashbo is that not like the Ram. Now the Ram says that by Nochash Yikiras B'Sabbat, it's not a derech to talk Bilosh in Guzme. Because Guzme is only Shayach if it is a question of degree. In other words, if he saw 500 people and he says he saw 600,000 people. But when it's not a question of degree, when he says he saw a nochosh toruv b'chol gufei, when the nochosh was only toruv b'tzavorei, then it's not Shaya Guzman. But the Chidush HaRashbo holds that even in such a case, it's Shaya Guzman. As long as there is a basis to apply that remark of his, even though that remark could in truth be applied only to a certain part of the goof of the Nochosh, not to the whole goof, and he applied it to the whole goof, so it's still shayach to say Loshin Guzme. But when can we say that it's mutorin because the Loshin Guzme, if he's not Maimed Ezvov, but if he is Maimed Ezvov and he says, no, I was very serious, I meant it literally, I didn't mean Loshin Guzme, so then it is Yeshua Shov. So the Mishnah in Shuez has reference to the case of Maimed Ezvov. And the price here, even if we are Geres, Kach Shuez Avoy Mutoreis, so has reference to the case where he's not Maimed Ezvov. So the Meila, the same thing we could say in the Rosh. True, the Rosh has the Girse. Kach Shuez Avoy Mutoreim, Shuez Avoy Asurim, but he explains that Asurim only the Rabbonon. Because of the Chima Shvui, but Midrash says it's Mitorim. Why? Because here the price does not have reference to the case of Maimed Ezvov. Masha'im Kim, the Mishnah in Shvui has reference to the case where it's Maimed Ezvov. Now let's see the Rosh. Tonim Nil Avoy Mitorim, Al Shvui Savoy Asurim. Mishim Shvui Chamir, Tvei. Kilu Kach Mir Lesem Berabonon. V'yeh Shvorim Gersim, Kishim Shnil Avoy Mitorim, Kach Shvui Savoy Mitorim. So, he mentions both verses, but we have to say the same thing as far as the apparent stira between the price here and the Mishnah Shvuos. Ilei medom ashvuim lo yisi b'derech hazeh midim koma. Dichvim dei neisev shim dobo olo. Ein milosh nase shvuye klal. Vilo ikoras hari yotzo shvuo. Shvuo la shekir. Im kein lomo lo leima. Kim dioma shvuo shero yisi. Pshite shosya. אף על פי שדרך האילו מקפי לעם רב כי יצא מצרים מכל מוקי עושה לי ישבל זה ובנדר דווקא שאגידו נען לידיה, שלא יקיבן לנדה, לידיה, ואי דום ידינה את הקוטונת, דמאש מה שאיס ידוב ורולוב בשבועה, כמו ידינה יש לו פרס אילו מלאי בשבועה אם לא איסי, ואף אגב שדרך אילו, לקרי לאמרב, כי יצא מצרים, כי יצא מצרים, משום חומרה בשבועה, עשרים אלה עלי. So in other words, according to the Rosh, and his Geres, Shvuah is avoy asurim, so even though he asked the Peres, so the Peres are also the Rabbanon, because of Chumra de Shvuah, even though it is Guzme, and it is Guzme even in respect to Shvuah it's a Guzme, but with the Rabbanon, the Peres are also, because of Chema of the Shvuah. Mishum Chumra de Shvuah asmin alayim, ולידוך לשני, כל משלון, דורים הפלגימון בנידון לשבוץ. All right. Now, the Gemara has the question. אומר לרבינה לרבה ש... ודיל מהי גברי, כינה דישום שנחוזה, ויעסק להון, שמו אל מצרים, וישב יום משתבה, וישב יום משתבה, אומר לי, כי משתבה עדיין תדידון משתבה, וענן לו עם הסכינון נפשי נשום שלי. ועל דייתה לי נפשי אלויוב ידין יש משתבה, ועתה לי כשהם משביעי נעשי, אמר לי, הווי ידיע, שלא יהיה על תנאי שבלי בחון משביעי נעשי, על דעתי ועל דעס בזן, לאפו כמי, לאפו כדוסיק לי להסכון ו, ועסיק לו נשמו זוזה, and he calls it Zuse. ומלכומר על דתנו, מכלל דיובי דיני יש דמשתבה עדיית לנפשי, לא אילה הפוקה מכאן ידירופה. דהו גברה דהו מוסיק בחברה זוזה, עושה לי כמה ידירופה. אומר לי ללווה, זיו פרלי, אומר לי פרטיך. אומר לי רובה, אם כן זיו להשתבה לי דפרט. עושה ועשה כאן יהיה, so he came with the K, ויואיב זוזה בגבי. So he put in other words, it was hollow, the cane was hollow, so he put in that cane, he put the זוזי. והמסתמך ועושה עלי לבדיני. אומר לי, למעל וניקי תקניה ביודך. נוסף סיבתרה, וישתבה דיפרה, כל מה דהבה לי ביודך. In other words, and it was true. So here, it's not a question of using his own coat for certain things. He manipulated that the deshvuye should be true. So, nosaf sotir, ishtab li pari koma da havu yodei, hau mal ve rogis. So he became very angry, vitavgal hau kanye. So then he broke the cane. So all the coins came out, fell out from the cane. V'ishtapa chanezuz el are. V'ishtaka v'kush de ishtapa. So it's not a question of using one's own coat. Because here, in the regular meaning of the words that he used in the shvuye, it was true. V'akate. So that's the reason as to why Besten have to tell him shaloi al tnai shebelipchon mashbine Yisrael atin val das Besten, but it's not for the purpose of negating one's own coat, because that he couldn't do even if Besten wouldn't say al datenu. So he couldn't apply his own coat to the words he uses. V'akatelu yovi dimishtap adaitim. So the Gemara has the kashe. וקטל יום למשתב עדיין לנפשי, ועתניה וכי מוצינו מישר רבי, כשהשביע אסכי סחוי בר וסמיו. אומר להם, אבויידים שלא ילדתכם, אני משביע אסכם, אלא הלדיתי ולדה סעמוקי, שנאמה ולא יתכם לבטח. מה יום המישר ישראל להב, הורק אומר, דילמו, אבינתי מילה ואמריתין על דתנו. על דתי. משמוך אומר לו, הלדית, להפו כמי, לאו להפוקה דעשי כשמו להבין אז כחובים, אלא מכלל דעובי דינש דמשתפה עדיין לנפש. So in other words, so Meshe Rabbeinu had to say to the Jews that
Because otherwise they could form in their minds their own code for the words. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia them that they will be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they in their own mind they could apply the Shem to the Avodah Zarah. So that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why he had to say, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, So the Gemara says, no. Loy, Avriskichopi mikre laha, dichsi, uvichol elahe mitzray, because elaha is a Shem Chayu too. So Mimele, it's not using a certain word in a strange meaning. Vilishba yasei vidkantim and mitzves. So why did he have to say that loyal daitchem ani mashbi eschem? So the Gemara gives a teretz, mashma mitzves amelech. Vilishba yasei vidkantim and kol mitzves. So mashma mitzves sitzis. The Omar Mar Shkulo mitzves sitzis connect kol mitzves shibateiro. Vilishba yasei vidkantim and teiro. Mashmatirachas, vilish vayasei, dim kantim and teireis, mashmatiras mincho, tiras chatos, tiras osho, vilish vayasei, dim kanitzen, teireis and mitzveis, teireis, so you more get a teres, teireis mashmatiras amincho, mitzveis mashmatiras amelech. So it all can come within the ordinary meaning of the words. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to spell out to them, that loyal daitchem ani mashbia. Vilishba yasein dim kantinon teiro kulo. So Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have to say, al daiti val dasam, okay? So the Gemara gives a teretz, no. If Moshe Rabbeinu had just mentioned the shvur, that he is mashbia then, an kola teiro kulo, so they could have mind to take the shvuah, to apply the shvuah only to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, but not to the other Yisurim Shebeteiro. And in order that the shvuah should apply to all the mitzvahs of Torah, so he had to say, Al das amokim, ani mashbias. So, mashma avodas kechovim, ditan yechmur avodas kechovim, shekol hakeiva bo, kilometer bo, kolera kulo, vilish vayasein. So then they wouldn't be able to apply the expression of Toiro Kulo in the Shvuah to Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is mentioned separately. In Amesheish Mei Yisu Shloshesra Mitzves, Elomeshe Rabbeinu Milzed Leitrich Enoka. Enoch Name. He could have found another expression, but that expression he negated the possibility of the Israelites having special kavones that might come within the meaning of the words used in the shul. All right. So what is the maskona of the Gemara? That a person, when he takes a shvue, so the shvue takes effect on the ordinary meaning of the words. He couldn't adapt his own code and say this word means this and this word means that. It means whatever it means. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to. I mean, Bezdin, when Bezdin is mashbia, so Bezdin says al das Bezdin when only mashbia meischo. In order to preclude the possibility of a arome like Kanye Dov, but one could not apply special meanings to words that do not come within the meaning of the words as they are used. Alright. Adaita didon, ishtaba da hava gabu amrino li ishtaba al datenu, in nishba al mashi yish bilidei. El datenu, ki shei mashbine yisei, lemide miksas is kundre, chtiches itzdani shem sachkinle, vasik lo shmozuz, kino eshmo moiz, omolei pratichu, kelema pratichu miksas, die Käfer bechol, lombol, nikat. Sifre de Reise, why do they have to hold this in the Torah? Well, in the Chayev of Shua Seses, the lesser bit is Chayevitz. So Shua Seses does not require that the Nishba should hold this in the Torah. Elo vada imi de mixes ab. Vasha socha lichochesh lichushe mishulav vahane dino osik. Uchvo kosafti yifirik Shua Sayoni bisiyayte bisiyayte nishmai. Siyad nishmai. So from this Gemara, we see a halacha that a person, when he takes a shua, when he takes a shua, so he could not form his own coat. And let's say he will say that I call something else. And then that the shua should take effect accordingly. No, because if something does not, if a certain word in the usage of people does not have a certain meaning, so he could not adapt a special code for the words that he uses, unless he manipulates that to say the truth in accordance with the ordinary usage of people, as the Leve in the case of Kanye the Rovet. Now this seems to be contrary to the Yerushalmi Nozia, because the Yerushalmi Nozia says that if a certain person says, I adopt the term pass as the equivalent for Nozia, and then if he says, Harini pass, so he becomes a Nozia. So our Gemara seems contrary to that Yerushalmi. Alright. We stabber die Abel Jesus, we got seen in the Paris law. Do you love it as the Roy Shaka? Lo eat him with Vatrem. Lo eat his hatten with Machsheves in Vatrem. She in Bolema Shafi, there is a boy in Moyokiris Breeze, of Sibos Ahoche, is a Shiesh to play the Sashenenu. The Asike, Shmola Miss Kovi, Elaha, Tlema Vaval P. Shane, be Mashma Aloshin, or Daitova Miss Kovi. So Gemara says no. They couldn't adapt it if it doesn't come within the meaning of the word. But Elaha can be choil too. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Al das amokim ani mashbi eschem. Chmura avez chobi. Chmura avez chobi. Shekol hakeifa bo, ki lemeidi b'chol hatereku. Dichziv b'korban avez chobi b'chisizku v'lisasu es kol hamitzvot. Now it's not our Indian, but this halacha of chmura avez chobi shekol hakeifa bo. Is very strange. What does it mean? Now there is another expression that is mentioned in the Sefri. Chmura avinis kechobim shekol hameidebo kilu keifer b'cholat yerikulei. That expression we understand. The Rambam mentions both halachas. On one hand, he mentions the halacha of chmura avinizore shekol hameidebo kilu keifer b'cholat yerikulei, and then he mentions the halacha chmura avinis kechobim shekol hakeifer bo kilu meidi b'cholat yerikulei. So the expression that is used in the Sefri, Chmur Avinis Kechovim, Shekol Hameidebo, Kilukeifa B'chlat Erekoli, we understand very well. That means that if someone is a Meideb Avinizor, even though he says that he is Maimim B'chlat Erekoli, Tir Shebechzav, Tir Shebalpe, and still is a Meideb Avinizor, so how can he reconcile? So in his own perverted mind, he finds a reconciliation between believing in Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah and Torah Shebechzav and Torah Shebalpeh, and at the same time being made about his own. So the halacha is that he al pidin, he has a din of kefir b'Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah. There are certain Jewish missionaries who publish pamphlets, and they try to prove in their own perverted way to prove from Midroshim that according to Chazal, Chas V'Sholem, their emune is correct. I mean, so it's possible that a person should have such a perverted mind that he should really think that there is no stire between Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah and Avin Zoreh. So that's the aloche. Chmur Avin Zoreh, Shekol Hamede Avin Zoreh, Kikeva B'Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah, even though B'mtzias, he is mine, but he is a mumel chater kule. He is considered capable of that. His belief in Kolatei Kule has no meaning. But what's the pshat in this aloch of Chmura Avinizore she Kolatei Kvebo kilu meide b'tira kule? What does it mean? Someone is kefer navizore and he is meide and he is meide b'cholatei kule tira shebichsav tira shebalpei no likhe adas. So then Chmura Avinizchovim she Kolatei Kvebo and he is made of chalatere kule, so kilu made of chalatere kule. So it means, what kind of a chidash is that? He is kefer b'avrizore, and he is made of chalatere kule. Why shouldn't he be considered kilu made of chalatere kule? I mean, and why kilu made of chalatere kule? And why do we have to resort to the zersakosuf of chisiz gula asis eskola mitzvois? Naturally, he is kefer b'avrizore, and he is made of chalatere kule, so of course he is made of chalatere kule. What else is required? So, I mean, it's not our Indian, but in Chum, I explained it. I mean, that's the plain pshat in this Gemara. Because there is, the Rambam says that the children of the Karaites, of the Stuki, who were raised to believe in the faith of the Stuki, who were kefer b'tira shebal pei, v'chis ha'meisim, in many kriyadas, so if they share and achirim reinei son so shchitosam nitsheiro and the Rambam himself says that if someone is kefer b'tira shebal pei, he has the same din as the kefer b'tira shebichsav, so he's a mumel chatere kule. So how do we reconcile these two Rambam? So the Bes Yosef says, because when does the Rambam say that it's duki ubay susi if he sheichet? So shchitos is nivelo even vachin reinei son. It like tzadiko baisus who be shchiras limoy and who be daite hakalo. He became a kefer. But if someone who is a tinnik shemishbo and was raised as it's duki, so then he doesn't have a din of a mumel chater kolei. Now, so it doesn't mean because of onus rachmane patre. Because as the halacha that if someone is a kefer b'cholatere kule, is a mumel cholatere kule, is not based upon the shem roshe of kefer b'cholatere kule. Just as a mishume, someone who is mamish mishume, suppose he's a tinnik shel mishmo, they are mishumodim, who are also tinnik shel mishmo. They were raised as mishumodim, so they still have a din of a mumel cholatere kule, because the halacha of a mumel cholatere kule, that a mishumet is ki'akmu chodvorov, is not based upon the Shem Roshe. Even if he's an onus, even if he's a tinnik shel ishbo, but a mishumet mamesh has a din of a mumel chatere kule and is ki'akmu chodvorov, and shchitos is asuro. And the same thing applies to a mumel avrizore, even though he was not mitzias atzim in a cloud. So, if he's a mumel avrizore, if he's a minor avrizore, he has a din. He has a din of a mumel chatere kule kakmu chodvorov, because it's not based upon the Shem Roshe. So, memele, if somebody is a kefer on tira shebal peh, he should be kakmu chodvorov, even if he's an onus etinik shel ishbo. Because it's not based upon the Shem Roshe. So, enoch nami, the aloche would be like that, but there is a special tzeres hakosuk that is implicit in the posik of Rishis Gulasis and Skola Mitzvah is that Chmura Avinis Kechobim Shel Kol HaKefer Bo Kilo Meid Meter Kolo. In other words, if someone is a Kefer Bavrizor, if someone is not a Kefer Bavrizor, even though he's a Tinik Shem Yishbo, but if he's a Meid Bavrizor, he's Kehakum Chodvorov. Because it's not based upon the Shem Roshe. But if someone is a Kefer Bavrizor, but he's not made the Becholatere Kule. But he's not made the Becholatere Kule because he's an onus. He's a Tinik Shel Ishbo. So then, there is a Xerasakosuf that he has a din of Kilu made the Becholatere Kule. So that's the purpose of this Xerasakosuf. So it's a big Chidesh. Alright. Elomil said, Lo Yitrichenokat. Ufer Shmishtayim Basre Maskinon Im Keilei Leimelei, al daiti, al daas amokim lomeli, keichet leiteva aforem lishvuais, upir ashti shom, visi hait nishmai. Please, oh, now the Gemara. Im lo yoyisi nochosh kikeros misabat. Viloi, is that an absurdity? Vo ahu chivye, there was a nochosh, the have a mishnei shvu malke, romali place ahu vesedetivne, ubola yase, amar shmuel bitol. Shio place ahu vesedetivne, bitol of osam koin koin. So the more kuli nechoshe mitref triofe, agab in torov kamuno, vileis mitorov, milza gobu hekomashmuel. The kerev misabad gabi tov. And by that, you know, memcha. Lema lachamich, the kerev misabad b'chaveirei, he gabi tov ein v'iloi loi. Gabi tov, tov osu pkoyim koy. Gabi tov, shim osu pkoyim b'gabi el b'zavore dova. Lema lachamich, shamich, the kerev misabad b'chaveirei, stam tzor shei tov. Uv'yoshal menire, di pirish tov miru. Da amrilu nosom, im rubo b'briz. Uporich im kei momol l'misne ki kerev misabad, ומשמלי הוא חדיתנה מטביס, אלא מילצה רבי, תיוני, גומל הפרי הבאוויר, וליס נאו. Now let's see. תייס ועשין שבוע זה הקופטס. So the Mishnah in Shvua says, איזהו שבוע שוב, נשבע לשנס הידוע לעוד. אומר על אומו של אבן שהוא של זו, ולא איש הוא אישו, ולא אישו שהוא איש, נשבע על דבר שיהיה אפשר להם, אם לא איסי גומל פשפרי הבאוויר, ואם לא איסי נוחה שיקיר את ביסבאי. So the Mishnah says in so many words that if someone takes a shvue, im lo yisi gomol shepareya ba'avir, im lo yisi nochet kiyos sabat, so it's a shvue shom. So the Gemara asks here the same kashi. Shvue shelo yisi lo yikom, mai im lo yisi? Abaye omar, tone shvue shelo yisi. The same memory. Rogo omar, באימר יסחו כל פירה שבאילו מלאים לא יאיסי גומו פרי הבא. Alright. So Tesa says, באימר יסחו כל פירה שבאילו מלאים לא יאיסי, פירש בשבוע. So it's ישבוע שוב, if he says, יסחו פירה שבאילו מלאי, אם לא יאיסי גומו שפרי הבא. So it's ישבוע שוב. ולפירי כבון נדורים, גורס לבהדי. והיין ישבוע שוב, לפי שיאפשר ללעמי בישר בכל פירש בילו. So Tesis says here that the reason as to why it is a Shua Shor is not because of the absurdity of the impossibility of Nochosh Kirz Misabah and Gomel Sheperi Abavia, but it's a Shua Shor because he asked at all the Perish Abelot. So even if he didn't mention Gomel Pereyah, and even if he didn't mention Nochosh Kirz Misabah, it would be a Shua Shor. Ve'imer Abnetam, the Bineda Luchaile Kai Gavni, Mosako Pirashabelo, all of Bikane, Im Yaseki Dovase, Kim Shi Epshol Likaye, or Imosako Pirashabelo, all of the Lushim Nai, the Shua Shov Motinu Shosa Akosu, Abomitri Shov, Loy Motinu. So according to Rabbi Tam, so the reason is why the Shua Shov here in the Mishnah Shuez is because he answered Kol Pirash Beilom, and that is a double Shiyef Shabiyodli Kaimei. So he says, so when is it Osea? By Shvui it's Osea. But by Nedea, there is no Isa. And by Shvui it's Osea, not because of an Echaleisi. By Shvui it's Osea because of an Isa or Shvui Shok. V'chayed v'firik avon idorim, ton eshvui es avoy esurim, nidra avoy mitorim, v'hayne mishum da avoy havi mishum shok. Avol kashye, v'firik beiz den idorim, dipolik avikine mine bishenu, idol yoy shuri, nusem mishatkim adu avoy yisob al yachu, v'am rabich ne eshvui shul ishen, gimul yomim makin eitzi yosh lealter, al megavi idorim name chayle, kishen yochel likayim, v'eiv al alter. So in other words, this is like Rashi shite in idorim, the mefore shite. That by Nidori, if he answers Enoch Bisheino, so he can sleep, because how it is, but since he took in Eder that he cannot fulfill, so it is Chal, and the violation, the Chilu and Eder, takes place immediately. So is Chayev Malkes Mishim Bal Yach. So Teisves assumes like Rashi Nidori, like the Meforesh. Al Megav Nidori Name Chayle Kishiyoch Likayim Ve'ivel Alter. So in other words, we need to avoid the shore and we have a time to show us Atzme. So in other words, so Teisves is really reject Rambam's Pshat. Rambam's Pshat is that here the Mishnah says, Yosro Kopir Shveilo Molai, Im Luisi Komu Perei Havavia, Og Nochashkir Abisabat, so it's a Shov because he answered all the Peres. So he says, no, we see that when he answers, Dobo Shev Shveilo Likainei, so it is Chal. It is Chal in Baneda. So I'm going to go to the house of 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 the house. That will Yochlikai, shall Yosar all of the Hatpere, Shora Benidravoi, Vitaime Lifishin Daitilema, Mamesh Kiras Bisabad, Elomashu Tor of Ligabe, Shunem Shon Hoshin, Kere Kiras Bisabad, Vichel Godomei, Shero, Koro, Elimitrai, Veneima Kay, El Harzikulam is Borop, Vigabi Shmuach Mir, Mishum Dirsiv Loyanaki, Vihod Bitonib Disepte. כשם שנדרה אבוי מותורי, כך שבועס אבוי מותורי, היינו מדרייס. So, רב נתם's פשט is that the reason as to why, the reason as to why that it is a שבועס שוב is because he answered here, כל פירה שבאילום, so that's it over שיהיה שבועים לקיימי. But Teisves rejects רב נתם's פשט. And Teisves says, the nidre avoye di shore lo yahave taime li bishore asar atzmei va meshin yochel ikaye. Da fil yochel ikaye, shel yosar olo velachat peire, shod shore bi nidre avoye. Vi taime li fishin dai te leima al mamesh ki keiras bi sabar, elo mashu utorof li gabe. Umishune. So in other words, it's not like the Ran. So Teisves here holds that guzmei shayach even in the case of nochosh ki keiras bi sabar. And so the reason as to why Nidre Avoy is Mutori is because he didn't answer it. It's MS. He said he answered the parents. He answered the parents if he didn't see a Nochosh Kikir B'Sabbat. But since he used the Loshin Guzme, so he did see a Nochosh Kikir B'Sabbat. That's why he's Mutan the parents. And by Shvuye it is also. So Teisves said the Girse in the Gemara Nidorim, Nidre Avoy Mutorim, Shvuye Savoy Asurim. But Teisves explains it like the Rosh here. In other words, that what does it mean, Shvuye Savoy Asurim? Shvuye Savoy Asurim means that it is also Mid Rabbonon. Then Teisves says the Kashe. That the Tisefta says, Kishem Shinibra Avoy Mutorim, Kashu is Avoy Mutorim, so Hanim Midraise. Now the question is, but how about the Mishnah in Shuez? So we have to say, according to Teisves. Now, and Teisves rejects Ramutam Shite, that here it is Ishua Shob, because he asked Kopir Shabeilom. So he says that Nidre Avoy is Mutorim, even if he asked just one Min Peire. But it's Mutorim because he used the Loshin Guzme. So the question arises, why does the Mishnah say here, Yosru, Perei Shebeil Amolayim, Loyoi, Sigomu Perei Abavir? So we have the same Teisves, the same Pshat that we said in the Rosh. We have the same Teisves in Shvuas. In other words, what the Chiddush HaRashba says. The Chiddush HaRashba says that the Mishnah in Shvuas has reference to the case where his mind is brought. Where he says he didn't mean a Doshin Guzme. So then it is Ishua Shob. So then it is Ishua Shob. Now, let's see the Rosh here. Tone, kishem shenidre avoy mitorim kach shvuy es avoy mitoris. Kach shvuy b'disepte. V'yeish shvorim digaras es shvuy es avoy asuris. V'yoshal mi ike plukte. Digor es osom kishem shenidre avoy mitorim kach shvuy es avoy mitoris. V'otone shvuy es avoy asuris. Reviyo mi b'shem rebdos kam bi ma'amidon kam bi shem ma'amidon. So the Yoshal me makes that distinction. Pirish, kishu mai mitvor vein mashoi kibnu avoy elo shvoy mamesh han v'otone shvuy es avoy asuris. Hey, Chedom Shvuy Savoy, Beim Yisro Olai,
Hey, so I'm going to show you